You're listening to Soundside. I'm Zeki Hamid, filling in for Libby Denkman today. A new school year at the Seattle World School in the Central District has begun. New students are filling the halls while teachers and staff welcome them with open arms. Meanwhile, at the school's health clinic, two patient navigators are helping students in a different way. Just before the new year started, producer Sarah Leibovitz headed to the school to learn more.
The first day that I arrived in Seattle, I was kind of excited to attend the first day of school, even though I didn't know what to expect. But the actual first day of school, I remember it was kind of scary to me because it wasn't like I had imagined. I tried to think about my experiences, what I went through when I first arrived here. And I try to use that when I'm talking to students. When I'm telling them about the services here, for example, at the school-based health center, a lot of the times they don't know what a school-based health center is. And when I'm talking to them about the services that we offer, I always keep that in mind and I always try to read their body language and see if they're understanding what I'm saying. Hi, my name is Jennifer Mendoza. I use pronouns she and her, and I am the patient navigator supervisor. So a patient navigator here at the school-based health center helps students get connected to medical services. We help them navigate the medical system. Our job here, we help with interpretation, we schedule appointments for them. So the services that we provide is behavioral health. We have a mental health provider. We have dental services. And then we have medical services. So we have a registered nurse practitioner here as well. And then there is the patient navigators who do the case management. We also help patients with, if someone's eligible for insurance and they don't have it yet, we help with that as well.
As a patient navigator, our job, the main point is to remove the cultural barriers and healthcare system barrier to new immigrants. A lot of parents and family move here kind of tired of how the healthcare system in the U.S. is, you know, things got so much expensive without insurance, and that kind of like pushing them away and not like seeking for help because they feel like I don't make money right now because I'm a new immigrant. Hi, my name is Justin. I am patient navigators at Seattle World School Teen Health Centers.
We're the only ones doing it. We're the only school-based health center that has a service of patient navigator. I know that patient navigator, it's out there, but for school-based health centers, we're the only ones doing it. So patients and their families don't have to pay for it. It's free to them. The reason why we are able to do that is because we get a levy from King County. That's how the clinic's able to run. But for students, they don't have to pay anything. They don't have to pay out of pocket. They don't have to worry about that. So Seattle World School, it is a special school, especially for me. It's a school where if an immigrant or a refugee youth comes to Seattle and they don't know any English, they usually get placed here. Depending on their age, they might be either in middle school for a semester or two and then they get transferred out. But if they are in high school, then they can basically stay here and finish and graduate here at Seattle World School. It's hard, to be honest. A lot of them had never gone to the doctor, have never seen a dentist, have never got their eyes checked. So you have to start from scratch. You have to talk to them and explain them how things work here, but also like acknowledging their struggle. Because I have worked, for example, with family members who are just kind of like tired and over the system. They're like pissed at the fact that they want this specific thing done, but they can't get it and they don't understand why. So I always acknowledge that and I explain them. I understand, but here is how the system is set up and how we can help you as patient navigators. We can guide you through that.
For the first 17 years of my life, I do not have dental or dentist appointment at all, because I'm kind of like, I'm scared of going to the dentist's office, and I worry, always concerned and worry that the dental cost in here costs so much. And my family do not have the kind of money for me to visit the dental, you know, checking my teeth yearly. So it was so bad that the first appointment, and my dentist was thinking I was smoking for like 30 years because how bad condition of my teeth was. So I was using that story to share with the student, hey, if you are 14, 15 right now, please get your dental appointment in. If you have any cavity, you can get it done. Or if you have any personal health issue that you're not feeling fine, let us know so we can help you. I came from Vietnam back in 2008. Back then, I do not speak English at all. So I went to Seattle World School to catch up on my English. After that, I also visit Seattle World School to volunteer and, you know, to get help with my homework. So Seattle World School always have a strong impact. And when I grow older, and I feel like I want to go back and, you know, pay back or getting more help to the future students. So that's why I am choose to be a patient navigator. So I feel like I can help the student, new immigrants, the service that they need. And because I understand the background, it's helped my job much, much easier.
The school is actually special to me because I was once a student at Seattle World School. And it was really special for me because I got to kind of learn the first basic terms on how to communicate with people, with my teachers, with my friends. So this school is special to me because of that reason. So getting to come back here after graduating college, getting to find out that there was an opportunity for me to work here again, that was kind of like a life-changing experience for me. I graduated from UW, University of Washington, with a degree in social services. And then I found the patient navigator. So for me, it was like, this is perfect. I know the population I'm gonna be working with. I know what some of the students might be going through because I have gone through that. And also too, I remember when I was in my early high school, there was an outreach person from the YMCA, I believe, that actually connected myself and my mom to some services. And I always wondered, I was like, she's doing that as a job. Like, that's a different type of job that I have never seen before. So I always kind of knew that I wanted to do something similar to that, like outreach, connecting families with resources. So I apply, and here I am working at the school base.
The reason why I choose to be a patient navigator for the last 2 years, now this is my third year, the third school year, it was based from my personal experiment during my college year. My stepdad, he was diagnosed with blood cancer. His bone marrow no longer making more new blood cells. So that's why back in my college, I was between school education and my dad's health. There's a person who contacted me and let me know the help started on my dad without me to be there at the hospital with him. That patient navigator was so patient with me. He and she had really a lot of care, concern, and let me know what's going on with my dad and helped me feel much, much more relief to know that my dad in the good care of the doctor and nurses. So I see how important a patient navigator is. Basically, they are the form of communication between hospital and to the family of the patient. So that's someone I look up to. So that's why I choose to be a patient navigator. And I'm hoping that in the future, I can help the people get the care that they need and remove any barrier between hospital and families.
Something I would change about the healthcare system is for insurance enrollment. I just wish that immigration status was not a problem. And connected to that, like age as well. Because a lot of the times our youth who are 19, 20, 21, they don't have insurance. One, because they're over the age of 18, and two, maybe immigration status might be an issue as well. So I wish those two things were different. I wish that immigration status wasn't an issue, and I wish that age wasn't an issue as well.
I wish that one day the American healthcare system will be free for all the youth. Without insurance, they can able to see and have the access to healthcare without worry about paying. After that, I wish more provider provide more services to the people that who in need and without waiting for such a long time just to get help and get care.
I feel like we always talk about racism. Just kind of with the healthcare system, that's kind of what we're doing. We're being racist in a way that some people are accessing services, but there are other ones that are being left and they're not accessing the services that they need. A lot of the times, families or students need services and they don't want to access them because they feel like they're not able to pay for it. They can't afford it. So I just wish that that could change.
That was Jennifer Mendoza and Justin Vaughn, patient navigators at the Seattle World School, speaking to Soundside supervising producer Sarah Leibovitz. Thanks for listening to Soundside. Don't forget, you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 Seattle at noon and 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, or anytime right here online at KUOW.org or on your favorite podcast app.